Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan arrives in Colombo for a two-day official visit to Sri Lanka. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung to visit India today. New Delhi expresses deep concern over shooting incident in Strait of Hormuz involving two Indian-flagged ships. Iran again closes Hormuz as U.S. naval blockade continues. And in women's cricket, India to take on South Africa in the second T20 International in Durban. And now the news in detail. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has arrived in Colombo in Sri Lanka for a two-day official visit. The visit marks the first ever bilateral trip by an Indian vice president to the island nation. The visit comes amid sustained high-level exchanges between the two countries and is expected to further strengthen bilateral ties. More from our correspondent.
India's Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan is scheduled to meet Sri Lanka's President Anura Kumaradisanayake and Prime Minister Harini Amarasurya as well as other leaders. He will also interact with leaders of Indian origin Tamil community and Tamil leaders from the northern and eastern regions of the island nation. In Colombo, the Vice President will address the Indian diaspora and in a virtual ceremony hand over homes built under India's housing initiative, taking the total to 50,000 with more underway. On the second day, he travels to Nuwara Eliya to visit project sites and interact with local communities. The visit is expected to further deepen long-standing cultural and people-to-people ties between the two nations.
Ahmed Muin Faruqi for World News, Colombo.
South Korean President Lee Jae-myung will pay a state visit to India today. We have a report.
President Lee will be accompanied by First Lady Kim Hyak-kyung and a high-level delegation comprising ministers, senior officials and business leaders. This will be President Lee's first visit to India. The External Affairs Ministry said that during the visit, President Lee will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi to strengthen bilateral cooperation across a wide range of areas. President Lee will also meet President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will call on the visiting dignitary. India and South Korea share a multifaceted partnership rooted in ancient civilization ties and shared values of democracy and the rule of law. The visit underscores the commitment of both countries to further strengthen existing cooperation and expand collaboration in new and emerging areas. With Suparna's report, Manik Sharma for World News.
India has expressed deep concern at the shooting incident involving two Indian flagged ships in the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. Meanwhile, Iran has said the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed until the US blockade on Iranian ports is lifted. We have more from our correspondent.
The External Affairs Ministry called an ambassador of Iran to India, Dr. Mohammad Fathali, for a meeting with Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri in New Delhi last evening. During the meeting, Mr. Misri noted the importance that India attached to the safety of merchant shipping and mariners and recalled that Iran had earlier facilitated the safe passage of several ships bound for India. The ministry said the ambassador of Iran undertook to convey these views to the Iranian authorities. On the other hand, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has described the continuing blockade by the United States as a breach of ceasefire conditions and warned that any vessel approaching the strait would be considered hostile and could be targeted. The development follows a brief reopening of the strait on Friday. However, U.S. President Donald Trump said the naval blockade would remain in force until all issues with Iran are fully resolved. Shagun Chopra for World News.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh reviewed the ongoing situation in West Asia and assessed India's preparedness during an informal meeting of a group of ministers in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting was attended by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Minister of Chemicals and Fertilizers J.P. Nadda, Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri, Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal, and other union ministers. We have a report.
During the meeting, the defense minister described the situation in West Asia as uncertain and volatile and said India must be ready for both de-escalation and any possible escalation. He added that the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi is taking swift steps to reduce risks arising from the conflict. One key decision highlighted was the approval of the Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool. This scheme aims to ensure that Indian ships and cargo continue to receive affordable insurance even when passing through risky sea routes. The move is expected to support India's import and export activities during global uncertainty. The ministers were informed that India has sufficient fuel stocks despite global supply challenges. The country currently has over 60 days' supply of crude oil, petrol, diesel, and aviation fuel. Stocks of LNG can last about about 50 days, while LPG reserves are sufficient for around 40 days. To reduce dependence on the Strait of Hormuz, India has diversified its energy imports by sourcing oil and gas from countries such as the United States, Australia, and regions in Latin America. Supplies for April and May have already been secured. Mr. Singh also stressed the importance of supporting Indians living abroad, especially in the Gulf region. With Aman's report, Chirag Jha for World News.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to World News. India has strongly condemned the attack that took place today on French UN peacekeepers deployed with the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, or UNIFIL. The Ministry of External Affairs urged the government of Lebanon to urgently investigate the attack, bring its perpetrators to justice, and ensure accountability for this crime against UN peacekeepers. The ministry noted that India had piloted UN Security Council Resolution 2589 on accountability for crimes against peacekeepers. Iran's parliament speaker, Mohammad Bakhir Khalibaf, has disclosed details of behind-the-scenes negotiations with the US, describing a tense standoff involving a US minesweeper during talks in Islamabad. In a television interview, Khalibaf said, Iranian officials confronted the U.S. delegation over naval activity in the Strait of Hormuz, reiterating that the Strait of Hormuz is under the control of the Islamic Republic. He said Tehran viewed U.S. efforts to clear mines in the waterway as a violation of the ceasefire, warning that tensions were close to escalating. Mohammad Khalibaf told the American delegation that if their minesweeper moves even a little further from its position, Iran will definitely shoot it. The governments of Brazil, Mexico, and Spain expressed a deep concern over the grave humanitarian crisis facing the Cuban people and urged necessary measures to ease the situation. The joint statement by the three governments was released on the Spanish Foreign Ministry's website. They also called relevant parties to avoid actions that worsen the living conditions of the population or violate international law and pledged to increase in a coordinated manner the humanitarian response to alleviate the suffering of the Cuban people. South Korea today said that North Korea has launched multiple ballistic missiles towards the North's eastern waters. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the launches happened in the morning from the North's eastern Sinpo area. It said South Korea has bolstered its surveillance posture and is closely exchanging information with the US and Japan. Moving on to sports. In women's cricket, India will take on host South Africa in the second T20 International of the five-match series at Kingsmead Stadium in Durban today. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. Indian time. In the series opener on Friday, Harmanpreet Kaur-led women in blue faced a 6-wicket defeat. India posted 157 for 7 in 20 overs. In reply, Laura Wolfart led South Africa, chased down the target in 19.1 overs, losing only 4 wickets. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 10 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Put in to bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 194 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs, with 59-run innings each from Abhishek Sharma and Heinrich Klassen. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 3:30 p.m., while Punjab Kings will face Lucknow Super Giants in Chandigarh at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan arrives in Colombo for two-day official visit to Sri Lanka. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung to visit India today. New Delhi expresses deep concern over shooting incident in Strait of Hormuz involving two Indian-flagged ships. Iran again closes Hormuz as U.S. naval blockade continues. And in women's cricket, India to take on South Africa in second T20 International in Durban. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.